Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Well, hello there, and welcome to a special bonus episode of the Simple Marketing and SEO Podcast. This is your host, Rachel Lindhagen, and I wanted to jump in today to chat with you because I have a feeling you may have heard Google's made some changes. The March 2024 core algorithm update has recently rolled out, and I'm seeing people really be concerned about, have I hurt my SEO? Is it going to hurt me? Is my site going to do better or worse? What does this mean? I thought, well, let's hop on real quick and talk about that because I don't want you to have to be afraid of algorithm updates. So let's start with the March 2024 core algorithm update. And what was it doing? So this algorithm update was a big one. It was the biggest one we've had in quite a while. The first thing it did, or one of the things it did, was it rolled the helpful content algorithm right into the core algorithm. So what in the world does that mean and how does that impact you? What that means is the helpful content algorithm updates will no longer be independent. They will be done as part of a core ranking algorithm update. What that means is Google is always looking for your content to be helpful. They're not going to have to run separate updates and things to really address content because it's part of what they look for every single day. So why did Google do this and why did they go after spammy content? Because that was really the big thing that they went after in this particular update. So spammy content, Google is saying, is content that is created for the sake of ranking, content that is created just for the search engine, and also content created at large scale using AI or relying heavily on AI tools. And I know when AI first came out, like when ChatGPT first came out and it was exciting, you could see all the opportunity and people were talking about you can write your blog posts with this and it can create your content, it can do your SEO. And I kept cautioning, saying, no, this is a tool. You cannot use this to do everything because having been in SEO as long as I have, I knew that Google was not going to want to index the quality content that we got out of ChatGPT and other AI writing tools because it's just not a high enough quality content. It's regurgitating all the information that already exists on the web. And that's not what Google's looking for. We've had algorithm updates over the last decade that have addressed situations like that, low quality content, and they want fresh, fresh information. They actually have something called QDF, which is Query Deserves Freshness. They want fresh, updated, relevant content. And so I knew using ChatGPT and other AI writing tools was not going to be something that Google was going to be open to, especially long-term, given the limitations of those systems. So that's what they're really aiming to get rid of with this algorithm update. So if you have done what I've taught you and you've potentially used it for some brainstorming, some ideas, maybe even an outline, but you have added to it, you have brought your own background, your feedback, your expertise, you've included anecdotes, you've edited and really truly made it your own, you probably are absolutely fine. But if you were intrigued by it and it seemed really cool and you tested it and used it and you wrote blog posts that you just slightly edited, you could potentially have an issue and have been impacted by this latest algorithm update. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Google told Search Engine Land that this update removed up to 40% of the unhelpful content from the index. That's huge. So if your site has been impacted, you have lost rankings, you've lost traffic, all of that. What that tells you is Google doesn't think your content is good enough. They don't want to send people to it. They don't want to rank you. And that, my friend, is concerning because you're not going to be able to keep doing what you've done and get results. So you really want to think about that. If you've been impacted by this, you're going to need to do things different moving forward. If you've been using AI tools to create your content for you, you're going to need to stop doing that because there's a good chance that you've been penalized. So how do you know if you've been impacted by the March 2024 core algorithm update or by helpful content or by this spammy content removal? You're going to want to look at your analytics. Have you seen a decrease in traffic? I'm seeing people talk about, oh my gosh, I've lost half my traffic. I've lost 40% of my traffic. I'm not making the revenue. Some of the bloggers are really having a hard time with this because they had so much content, but it wasn't really great. It didn't really tell anything. It didn't really provide any value. So they were ranking and they were getting money because they were doing AdSense and AdRoll and things like that on their website. So they were ranking. They were getting money based on the traffic that was coming to their sites because they were selling ad space. But they really didn't have super helpful content for the people once they got there. Or they had those posts where it like would say, we're going to answer your question. We're going to tell you all about this. And it goes through the whole thing and it never actually answers the question. It never actually provides any value. Those are the type of things that Google got rid of. So you're going to notice that you've got less traffic coming in. If you're using a keyword ranking tool, you're going to notice that your rankings dropped drastically for keywords in early to mid-March. If you've had those things happen, you have most likely been impacted by the March 2024 core algorithm update, which means you got to do things different. If you want to get your traffic back, your rankings back, you're going to need to get rid of the low quality content. You need to just remove it. Get rid of it. You need to make sure that what you're creating provides value and answers questions and is helpful and is optimized for the search engines. But first and foremost, that content has to be geared to your ideal customer. You're not going to win by taking cheater methods or easy methods. Like the way to win with Google, and by winning with Google, I mean the way to rank higher is to create great, high quality content that is of value to your ideal customer and to optimize it for the search engine so that it gets better visibility. Now, I know there's been some concern or some question about Google saying, don't write content for search. The reality is, most of the time when we're creating content, we are using SEO tools to help us find ideas and topics and search demand to make sure that we're creating content that has some search volume behind it so that we know people are interested in it. That's not what they're worried about you doing. That is okay. What they're worried about you doing is creating 10, 15, 20 blog posts in a week using an AI tool that is just giving you all these blog posts that you're putting up there, because the reality of the situation is when you're using these AI tools to create your content, yeah, it seems great, but it's also just a regurgitation of other information that's already on the web. And Google doesn't want that because a new mix, a new blog post that's nothing more than a regurgitation of somebody else's blog post or a mix of three or four other blog posts, which is what these tools give you, does not provide any value, does not give anything new. There's no insight. There's nothing. So if you've been impacted, you need to change what you're doing. If you got through this one and you're okay, take a deep breath. What you're doing is probably working and you're probably doing it right. It would be a great time to take my free SEO 101 class to learn what else you can do to make sure that you are playing by Google's rules. I also have just updated and re-recorded and redone my entire Simple SEO course. It is updated as of this month. As of earlier this week, I finished recording it. It will be coming out very shortly. It includes everything that has changed in Google in the last 18 months. So our helpful content algorithm updates, Google Analytics 4 rather than our old Universal Analytics. It includes how to use tools like ChatGPT to help you with keyword brainstorming. It includes how to use Google and other tools to do your keyword research. It also covers how to use AI tools to help you with it. It's been streamlined. It's 5 modules, 23 lessons, and it only takes about 4 hours and 40 minutes to go through the content. And then the beauty of it is what you're going to learn, you can execute in under an hour a week. So once you go through that class, which you can watch in a weekend, you can learn what you need to learn over the course of a weekend if you really want to. Then you need about an hour a week to update your SEO strategy to get results. So if you're wondering if it'll work, it will work. I will tell you right now, the last time I looked at my analytics as I was going through all of this, I had about 7,000 visits from my blog, from my SEO. That's traffic coming into the website, bringing business to me. It's the same thing that happens for my clients and for my students. We easily see 30, 40, 50, 60% of the traffic to the website coming from what we're doing from an SEO and content perspective. So join me in SEO 101. Get excited and ready and register for Simple SEO Content. If you do register now, you will get the 2024 update for free. I do that for my students. You get the updates because as SEO changes and updates, you need to know the most recent current information. And I think it's wrong to charge you more for that. So you get that automatically. If you have questions about this or you think you've been impacted, look at your Google Analytics, see what's going on. You can always send me a message, email me info@etchedmarketing.com or on Instagram. But as long as you're doing what I've been teaching you, you should be okay. And I just wanted to make sure you knew that because there's a lot of misinformation out there right now about the algorithm updates, and there's lots of people trying to sensationalize it. I also will be doing a podcast for you, another bonus one, talking about the Google search generative experience. I have access to it. I'm one of the beta testers. Not everybody has access to it yet, but there are some potential SEO implications with that. But I honestly, you guys, I think it's going to be a really good opportunity for us from an SEO standpoint. I'm seeing where it's working really well for me. So fingers crossed, I think it's going to be a good thing. And I will share about that on an upcoming podcast as well. All right, that's it for this one. If you have questions, you know how to find me. And make sure if you've not yet taken the new SEO 101 training class, you take that, you can get it. The link is on the homepage, etchedmarketing.com, or on the freebies tab. All right, that's it for now. Make sure you're creating great content, you're keeping your ideal customer in mind, and you are optimizing for Google, and you are not having content created for you by an AI tool and posting that crummy stuff on your website. You need to win with Google, and the way we win with Google is to follow the rules. All right, that's it for today. I'll see you back here next week. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @etchedmarketingacademy, and I will see you right back here next week.